half Jew, half Goyim. And the question is, if someone's running after him, do you kill him or not? Well, it's a shaila. Because it's pikuach nefesh. Ain't no chum pikuach nefesh achar a rov. Right, so the pashup shot is that even if it's a rov nachrim, you should kill the rodev. As opposed to the Menachas Chinuch said, rodev achar nara, achar achoso, all these kind of things, by Arias, that's only if it's for sure. If it's for Suffolk, you wouldn't do it. Am I correct? Did we see that yesterday in Menachas Chinuch? That's what we did get yesterday. But then we come to the Chiddush of Rabbi Loza Moshe Horowitz. I'm not sure if we can even get him on the screen. I want to try it. I hope you all saw it by now. That was the one that was had to be seen. So we shall see if we can find it. Let's look at the Gemara Pesachim. Let's first start with the Gemara. On the Rambam Talmud, that was the one that was missing, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, but now it's not missing anymore. It was put on yesterday's list. So now it's no longer missing. Pesachim Daf Beis starts up an Aleph. What did it say? I got myself. I have the original. What are we supposed to start? I have my original. My original Saviat scroll. Here it is. Okay. Pesachim Beis and Aleph from Meisvei until the other Meisvei. Okay, two from Meisvei to Meisvei. Where are we?
The last line?
Yeah, last line. Meisvei. L'or Yokum Roteach Yiktel Oni V'Evyon Uvulali Kaganov. It's a pasuk which the Gemara quotes. Since most of us are not bekiyim in Tanakh, anyone have any idea what it sounds like? Pasuk, huh? Eov. It sounds like Eov. Whenever you know what the pasuk sounds a little bit like, I'm not used to it. Sounds like probably Eov. Eov, Perek Chof Dalet. Of course, you know, Bucky Bchof Dalet Svarim. Okay, what in the world does that pasuk mean? Is another question. So the Gemara in Beis discusses what it means. Get the pasuk again? You know, everyone knows this one. My or, all our bosses. Or mean day, or mean night. So they're quoting a pasuk over here, okay? And part of the pasuk is that the or sounds like it means by day. Uvalaylov, in contrast, yekaganov. It's a question of yiktel, killing, ganov, laila, yorv. So all these important expressions are found in one pasuk in the Yov. The Gemara is going to discuss in Amud Beis. What does this all mean? Over the coming balali kaganav al maor yamamahu! Exclamation point. That's obvious. It's a contrast between or and laila. So it means or means day, but or our boss means night. That's the whole discussion the Gemara is having over here. Hosa machikama. Watch this. If it's obvious to you that he's coming for nefashas to kill, here it sounds like what? That the only time you can kill him is if you're 100% sure he's coming to kill you. Now Gemara sounds the other way around. Takes his cash. Taisus Kash. Omer Riva Riva, the high crow, watch this now. But Av Al Haben Mairi. The Av is digging in the son's basement. The Stam of Merachem Al Haben, Velo Yargenu, Im Yabot Kinegdo Lahasl Mamono. The father's not going to kill the son. Ulekach Lo Niten Latzilo Benavsho, Elekshodea Bibirur. Shalahor go ba, the crazy case, the father to kill his son. As you see in our Gemara, that I am based in Midbase. The Muki uprising the Tanyam Zorcha, Olav Hashemesh, Vichy Olav Bilvad Zorcha. Son shines only on him. And the Borlachok Hashemesh, Ein lo Shalom Imcha, Har Gehu. Even though the father is versus the son. Vim Lav Al Targehu, Babala Ben. Don't kill the father, because the father's not going to kill the son. No way. What? Don't tell me don't kill him. If you know for sure it's Shalom, Muki Rebein Alav, or anybody else for that matter. The Tosis goes to the Gemara. So this is what it says over here. Everyone with this over? Gemara and Tosis. Let's go back to the Talmud Bavli and see if we have on links what Achbonim they have. Unfortunately, as I suspected, Rav Loza Meshach Horowitz did not make the cut, even though it's printed in the back of every single Shiur. Rav David made the cut. I mean, that's good. I think it's Rav David Pavarsky, also the Gedolim of Rosh Yehud Panavish. But Rav Loza Meshach Horowitz, who was in every single Shas, didn't make the cut. So I guess it depends who made up the Bar Ilan. Okay.
Does everyone want it on the screen?
You have it?
Yeah, I downloaded it. I emailed it to myself, so if everyone wants.
Yeah, why not? Okay. Look at this. We have the highest tech possible. Unreal. We have what's going on over here. Emailed it to yourself. I don't want to know. Email to yourself. Okay, well, look, we have it. We have it.
Tom Kvarsky's grandson was my chavrusa.
What?
He ended up using the Tivaria with me. His direct grandson, Rav Yosef, I mean not Rav, Yosef Kvarsky.
Is his father the law professor?
His father was the one who came to, I don't know if he's law, but he was in America.
Yeah, he taught the law, Turo, he was in.
Maybe.
Was it Turo? I think so. That's maybe his father's grandfather. I don't know how many generations now we are. Wow. Yeah, he didn't come to America then. So what happened over here?
I'm sorry.
But he came as an American bracha post high school.
Yeah. Went to South Shore.
South Shore. Hey, his Pavarsky went to South Shore. That's pretty big. His uncle, or great uncle, I'm not sure what generation he is.
Yeah, great.
Rivero.
Rivero is in.
His great uncle.
Great uncle. Right. I learn with him once a month.
Yeah, he's
Ponovich.
He's tops.
Yeah.
He is considered the successor in terms of Lum de Shashurim to Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky, whose words we're talking about all the time. He's considered, he wrote the Bat Kodesh.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to get to it. We're going to quote Beryl Pravatsky, Bat Kodesh. I didn't get a copy. I don't have a copy. You probably get it for text here. Maybe we can get it in the library or something. We're going to quote his name about Kodesh shortly. See? What does it stand for? Reish Aleph Mem Hey. You have to know. Rabbi Loza Moshe Horowitz. Of course. Let's try to make it a little bit bigger. Plus, a little more. Hey, big enough? Let's make it even bigger. Hey, bigger? Hey, Osios Machimus, Shul Kiddush Levana. Okay, Ayin Tosis, Bitzorachian, Damai, Okit Krod, Eov, Milsa, Bemaid Lo Shchiach, Bavala Ben. Shavik, my bechule Talmud. Why are they funny? Quote Pesach in Eov. It's quote the general thing. Velule devrayim, not for Tosfos. So nearly. The bnei Noach shiny. Watch this. The davka Yisrael dechsiv bevachai behem. V'darshina v'lo sheyomos behem. V'alfina minei sheyitches savik bekuach nevesh kol amitzus. Yuma dapehei ashkan vare savik minayin v'chai behem. We saw yesterday in shir. V'havi b'hach chlolo gam isu shvichas domim heichid lo shayach my chozis the domim l'dach simuk tvei k'gom b'bama machteres. Watch this now. Shehu atzmo gorei masofek. The reason the rodef is killed because he created this unclear situation. Ramina lehepech my chozis the domim l'dach harvach sot. It's a typo. Sumak, not sofek. Sumak, no one corrected this. Even the new Gemara wasn't corrected. At least the ones I saw. They look on the super new Gemara. That's suffix. It's sumak, right? Who said your friend's blood is redder than yours? So therefore, what's the rule, Rabbi Osai? What's the rule? So Baba Machteres. So we say, listen. Why should the Balabos die? Let the Bama Machteres die because he caused the situation. Who says that the Bama Machteres' blood is redder than the Balabais' blood? And then we go back to Vachaybahem. Abba ben Noach, the Lekha Krah of Vachaybahem. There is no Pasuk. He's assuming Chaybah only talked about what? About Yisrael. We discussed this yesterday. Not so Pasuk, right? As she asked also, Ha Adam Vachaybahem. I mean, the times that Ha Adam includes going. Maybe she told us, Nibam Samachal. Fine, but that's not clear. Rak misvar armina bisof perkhes sanhedrin. Shana Mutsuva Kiddush Hashem, so yes, and sheer. I entice the show. Shum the less fake crowd of Bechol Navshecha. Skip that for the moment. Lahochi, Dafka Bevada, I need to Latila Benavsho, Velo Bisope. So Toysa had a whole pilp on the Psoch of that base and the base. I hear in the hair, why this, why that, of Abano Ben Allah. Says, no. The distinction between Psochim and Sanhedrin is very simple. So, Sanhedrin is talking about Yisraelim. Psochim talking about Goyim. So, when you're talking about Goyim. So by a Goy, it's only in the case of Vadai that you can kill the Rodef, not in the case of Safek. That's amazing Chiddush. Amazing Chiddush. Ah, Rav Lozer Moshe Horowitz, amazing, amazing Chiddush that he said. Who am I to say if it's right or wrong? I'm just telling you what he says. That's a Chiddush Nifle Menorah. A Chiddush Nifle Menorah. Now, so when it comes to Yisrael, however, we assume, even in the case of Safek, we know that Pikuach Nefesh of Safek is though, okay? So whenever there's any doubt, we have to, can't take any chances, we have to do what we have to do. Okay, fine. Now we come to a fascinating Magen Avraham. Also on the Maamar Kamos.
Isn't it even a stretch to say that for Goyim they can kill if it's a Vada if we already had a cloud addition?
Well, that's a matter of dispute. Remember, we saw that Reb Chaim assumed that a Goy can kill a Goy as a Rodef. He wondered where it came from. But the Chazanish and Rav Shach weren't sure it's even true. Maybe they could have more enough Nuzayin in the front of a Goy running after Yisrael. Although the Menchas Chinuch in this case was like Reb Chaim, as we saw yesterday in Shir. Okay, good. Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos is something quite amazing. Shin Lamed. Watch this. O Suffolk. What's O Suffolk? I'm sorry, I have to show you the Shulchan Aruch first. This is his link, so see the Shulchan Aruch. We'll go back to this in a second. My mistake, I should have gone to the Shulchan Aruch first. Siv Zayin. Havlad shenolad oz l'kol tzrochav v'machitz and also molchin also v'tomer ashulya v'shiyacham havlad v'chot mazatav. Hanehid v'nolad v'tes ol zayin. According to Chazal, a baby can survive if it's a full-term baby, 9 months, or if it's a preemie, that's what's called the seventh month. Because the seventh month, if it's a preemie, but if it's in the eighth month, it's like dead as a stone. You don't have that concept anymore today with incubators. But no, the Ben Ches, it's called the Ben Ches, born in the eighth month, he's dead. He's dead, can't live. Okay? I will know that the Ches, can't touch him. Oh, Suffolk Ben Zion, oh Ben Ches, and Michal of Elim Ken Gamu Savitz Bono. The obvious kasha is if it's a Ben Ches, he's dead. But Suffolk Ben Zion, oh Ben Ches? What do you mean you don't touch him on Shabbos? You have the famous rule. The what? Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh is Dochas HaShabbos. What's going on? Hikshal on Shabbos. Habisipei Yisrael, Afil Suffolk Shalohoya Loches Keschayim Yolam, Kol Yoshev Ala Mashber, Mechal Nolamas HaShabbos. Mkein. Lama Posakan, Vechule, Ayan Shah. Hey, Tukusha. The Le'el Mai Rishakol Aloch HaDoshev. He was full 9 months. It's still a Suffolk. Here it's maybe it's 8 months. Vanilli. The Bezatalia Plumto Chekosu Arosh Varan Peg Basra de Yuma, Ubra Shericha Ilo Ochla Misakra Vloda. Alpha gab the Suffolk Ben Kayamahu, Suffolk Nafel, Shapir Dom Elitain, to give him whatever has to be done to save his life. Well, maybe right. The Yosheva Salamashmir, Isa Besol Ferakamba de Erechim, Thal Sfeik of Machal Hashabbos. Ramban Kosav Dei Mechal and Mishim Nefolim. Right? You can't be Mechal Shabbos to save a fetus. He do Hashem and Salamash B'tam Achminu. Tave Ki Yolud Tesu Lav Yerech Imahu. Kevan Shemesa. Terrible story. A woman died in childbirth. Once she dies in childbirth, the fetus is no longer a dependent organism. It's an independent organism. And as such, it's Bekuach Nefesh anybody else. So explains the Ramban. I can't get out. V'deles the ula b'fanav. The mother's body is like a door locking him into a place, can't get out, can't survive. V'leka chashasha. Ed lo havale chazaka dechayusa. Ad kal nishon of the Ramban. Mashma. The Ramban al kolponim. Tzorech sheyedu shekor lo chadoshav. Afil yoshem as halamashmir. To maisi raya. V'demut o lahargo. Ayin shom b'sev v'toras adam. Uvaran b'yuma. V'hocha came in the ikareyas of shlogam musar v'zipona of chashina and isafek. Look at Tosis and Ida and Ebenezer, Meserisim, etc. What in the world is the Magal Avram saying? The law of Magal Avram. What is he driving at? He's saying a chiddush gadol ma'ot that since we're not sure whether it's a ben zayin or ben ches, you can't be mechal al Shabbos. It's still a pella. Do we have Yad Ephraim here? No. You get Yad Ephraim on any of your tricks in Siman Shin Lamed? Rabbi Ephraim's al Magolius?
It's on the side of the regular
Shana. Yeah, in my version, anyway. Yes, I'm listening.
Is it the same din by Sabi Chess?
Good question. Should be the same.
Yeah.
Should be the same. I see. Why not?
Why is it?
I don't know. It's a good question.
You don't.
I really just don't know. You don't have Yad Ephraim. I'm reading you the Yad Ephraim from an old-fashioned thing called a book. You know, it's an old-fashioned thing before we had screens. L'chora tzorachim. Do'akati ave sveika dilma havlad mayis bereisha. Rak de mechalalim shema yimotei chai kimavu asham. We're not sure if the child is alive or died first. He doesn't understand. Why is this something any different? Venerally, this is the Yad Ephraim of Ephraim Zalma Gold, because the teretz to the kasha we just raised. The Vadai Le'inyan Sofek Shem Elo Yimotei Chai Lo Chashina Kimo B'chol Sofek Nefoshos Nemechalalim Shul Da'al Koponim Kevar Hu B'chlal Chai. If someone is under a mound of rubble, that's Pikuach Nefesh, literally. You have to be Mefakech as Hagal, you remove the rubble to save the life. I may have died already. Maybe you won't be able to save me if you clear the rubble. Doesn't matter. But I mean on an erchim. Ma'o de tema. Let's see the Gemara in erchim. On both sides, because if you don't see the Gemara in erchim, it's going to be quoted all over the place. But if you don't see it, it's no good. You got to see it. Start on an aleph, and it goes on the base, if I'm not mistaken. Aisha Shiashvala Mashberu, Mesa Bishabas Nebuch, she died in childbirth. Mavi and Sakin, you bring a surgeon's knife. Umbekaran is crazy, you do a cesarean section. Umotian is Havlat, do a section on Shabbos. Pshita, my Ovid. What's the Aveira? If you do a section on a live person, it's a chavala, Natilas Neshama. It's one of Lamatas Malachas. You do a section on a dead person, so what do you do? It's not an Yisrael Shabbos at all. What's the pshit? Mechatech b'basaru, it's nothing, you didn't do anything. Omar Rabba, Onitzchel, Havi Sakin, Derek, Rishus HaRabin, to carry the knife in the street, he said, Darai, Savatza, gotta do it. Umaykha Mashbon, the Mesfeka Machal and Shabbos, maybe you'll be able to save this little baby whose mother already died, the Machal Shabbos. Tanina, we know already about this. Misha Naflol of Mapolis, Suffolk in Musham, Suffolk in Osham, Suffolk Chai, Suffolk Mace, Suffolk Nani, Suffolk Yisrael. Mefakin Olamasagal exclamation point. Could be three Sfekas. Maybe he's not there. Maybe he's dead already. Maybe he's a god. Doesn't matter. 1 in 8 chance if each Suffolk is shuffled. The guy started off alive for sure. This baby never had an independent life. He was in utero. Now that his mother never died, maybe he wouldn't be Michal Shabbos because of the suffix, because maybe he is not and never was a nefesh. Kamash Melania Michal Shabbos, anyway. That's the Gemara Erechim. Which the Yad Ephraim refers. Hachikama. The Gamze Cheskas Chiyus Mikri. What's the Kamashmala? You would say, Aval Hocha, there's no Cheskas Chiyas. Kamash Manon, there is called the Cheskas Chiyas. That's the Kamash Manon. Then came out Ksafek, Shema, Meis, Veresha. Maybe he died already. Harezek, Ashar, Adam, the Machal, Al-Safek. Every person, you're not sure if he's dead or alive. You've dumped, opened, empty, to get rid of all the rubble to save his life. Masha Ein, Kain, Safek, Nefel. Right, Ben Zion, Ben Ches. The call shu nefel, eino bichlal odam chai klal. You're not a live human being. V'keivan shai safek hu shem alo nichas begeder bal chai klal. Not a live creature. B'chai gavno ein mechalalin. When someone is known to be a human being, it's a question whether he's there or not there, whether he's Jewish or goyish, whether he's alive or dead. Doesn't matter how many sfeikas. He's a person, you gotta go try to save him. This guy may not even be a human being. A Ben Ches, not even a person. Look, ain't Safek Ben Zayin or Ben Ches, ain't Mechalin. Oh, Yosheves, Allah Mashber, Mechalin Chadoshov, Shabbat Mechalin. Why? Look for who together Chai. He's considered to be a Chai once he's reached the stage of sitting on the mother's on the birthing stool, the Mashber. We call it the delivery room. Rakshay Safik Dilma Iyu Mayas Bereisha. He'll be dies before his mother, but doesn't pay to be Mechal Shabbos. V'chai Gav the Shabbat Mechalavin. So you are Mechal Shabbos, be Safik, then how many Sfekas there are? Adkan, the words of the Yad Ephraim to answer this question that we saw here in the Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Lamed Siv Zayin and Siv Katan Tesvav. This Rabbi Sai. Perhaps is the vart of Rabbi Elazar ben Shaharitz. We are not sure if he's included in the Chaybem. So we're not sure. That's perhaps what he's saying. Nah. Oh. Nonetheless, there were those who claim that in order to be categorized as a Rodef, it has to be a Vade Rodef. A suffix word, if not. Either Gemara says in Masechta Yuma, we saw yesterday in Shia, that Pehei, that we derive Pikuach Nevesh from Baba Machteres, and Pikuach Nevesh applies even to suffix. And he says, no, that's exactly the point. We thought originally we could derive one from the other. We cannot. It's slugged up completely. We cannot derive Pikuach Nevesh from Baba Machteres, Ashkan Vadai, suffix Minayin. So you can't. That's the Maskonis HaGemara. Rabbi Osai, we were discussing yesterday the question of Pikuach Nefesh, the Minchas Chinuch is talking about Pikuach Nefesh in the following situation. Rodev Acharat Treifa. So we draw a suggestion that if someone had done that, so it's Potter. And then, again, someone kills a Rodev Acharat Treifa. The Minchas Chinuch says, Rodev is killed to the Pikuach Nevesh of the Nirdav, and therefore, if he runs after a tray for the Harhorgo Potter, you saw yesterday in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, Nuchas Rotzeach, maybe it's not called Pikuach Nevesh. Comes the Achiezer, we saw it on the bottom, they quoted, says, no, a guy kills a tray for, he is a Rotzeach! You guys, they weren't sure that's really true. Not so posh that it's true. Not so posh that it's true. The Brisker Rav, which we'll see soon, assumes it's true. We saw yesterday a Deacon Ram, that's not true. But even if it's not true, we may still kill the individual. Why? Latzolas HaTreifa. That was your shout from yesterday. Is that an Onesh? No, it's not an Onesh. You can't call it an Onesh on the road, Dave. Because if he shot the Treifa between the eyes, he wouldn't be killed by Bezin with Adam and Asra. So you can't call it Onish. It's Hatzolas HaNidav exclusively. Then you wouldn't say Kalim Rabinah. But there's another two dimensions. The dimension of Onish and the dimension of Onish perhaps would not apply in the case of a Treifa. However, and this we saw in Mechas Chinuch too. Even if you'll say, as we saw yesterday, that someone is trying to kill somebody indirectly, tying him up in front of a lion, or other such cases, there, at least the person that's being pursued, if someone would kill him, he'd be killed. To make someone to rote. But a trefa is like what's called a gavra ketila. We have to discuss at length the expression gavra ketila as we go through it soon today. He's literally a dead man. He breathes and walks and talks. He's a gavra ketila. Ever know where that expression comes from? Gavra ketila, where's it come from? Who made it up? Yeah, I made it up. It's in the Gemara. Shas Babu. We'll see soon. Gavra ketila. He's alive, considered like a dead man. Okay? So maybe there'd be no din of Hatzolas HaNirdof to be matter the dam of the road, because he's killing a gavra, killing a dead man. So what does that mean? We explain Pshat. If the person let's analyze the question of whether or not someone who kills a treifa is considered to be an act of rotzeach. I showed you yesterday, Klor and Rambam, I had the Yukim, it's not considered a rotzeach. As in conscience to what? All the three other cases we had in Rambam, you kill yourself, you kofs to the fnei hari, you hire a hitman. Those are three cases we saw. In those three cases, the Rambam got, you're a shofet domim, and you're a rotzeach, and you're nerek, but Bezer won't kill you. By treifa, didn't say any of those three expressions, they're all missing. So that does not. The brisker of, Rebos, everyone take a brisker of. We have over here copies, back in Nissan. Kiddushi Mora and Riz Alevi. Everyone take one. We're not getting to the main point of it now, just an assumption. The brisker of makes the very beginning of his piece, just like this. Makes an assumption, doesn't prove it. Unlike the brisker of, usually proves everything. The 10 proofs that are incontrovertible. Perek Aleph Aloch Yudgim and Nuchas Rotzeach. Three together. Quote to Rambam. Kol ha'yocho la'hatzel li'eva me'evara v'loch torach v'kach elehitzel b'nafshu shal rode v'horogo v'ez a shofech domim v'chayav miso. Woo. Aval ein bez in the miso. So we don't understand why. Harayvet Perek Tess v'chas Malachim says v'horogo ne'er olof. Tur says I'm just from the beginning. Any other day came with the Shchai Misa Lama and Bezin the Misa also. Says the Briscoe. This is a throwaway line. The MS Ashkan ki agav the Tuva of Ramba, Bilkas Rotzeach Sham. Shechayovin Misa le Shamayim, Yedin Shvichas Domim, out of the Ptur and Misa's Bezin. Please give him one. Out of the Ptur and Misa's Bezin. And what example does he give? Of someone who's chayav misa shemayim and is a shofech damim, but you're not getting misa bezdin. What's his example? Horeg as a treifa. No, he didn't use those words by horeg as a treifa. He used the words by other people, right? We saw them in halacha beis and gimel. That's why he used those words. Uba halacha yud alef sham in horeg ger toshav the chayav and misa la shemayim. Well, let's take a look. We look up everything. If the Briscoe quotes it, you can't say it, you know, well, we have to look it up. The Briscoe wouldn't want us to trust him either. All good Briscoes, don't ever trust me. Look everything up yourself. Don't trust anybody. What does it say, Alocha Yud Aleph? What's Alocha Yud Aleph? Yisrael Shahara Ger Toshav Eino Nergal Bebezin Shenemar. Okay. Did he say Yechai Misal HaShemayim? I don't see it there either. Briscoe said it by Trefa Aloch HaChess. Don't see it there either. I just don't see it. Where did he say it? We saw this yesterday in Shia by Richas. He said it in the cases of Aloch HaBeis. You hire a hitman. You tie him up and he gets eaten up by a lion. suicide. In those three cases, he throws a book at you. Shofech damim, abonaviga biyadacha, misal ha-shamayim. Bez doesn't kill you. But he didn't say it, neither by trefa nor by Gertosha. It's a risk of making assumptions. I would say the other way around if you're a brisker. By omission, he didn't say those magic words here, as he said earlier in the parak. He said the other way around. But the brisker said what he said. It's hard to understand why he said it. Uve parak gimel by hinicha b'makom shesof cham olavo b'chayotzibo b'chlash shvichos damim. That's correct. That he said already in parak beis, only parak gimel. Uve resh parak beis biad lehedin etrei didn't never be ritzicha. Ritzicha shechayov and alamisis bezim ritzicha shadina mos l'shamayim. You and Shemaramba. Perek tes b'chus malachim the b'cholhani ritzichis ben noach nereg alein kemo she nereg ala ubrin the call the havi b'chlash shichas damen ben noach nereg olav v'lo imet derak mechiyav misam v'ol b'yisrael v'zel gamke says the helik b'riska rov she tosal the Rambam b'rodev she yochal atzil b'yachal me'evarov havi b'chlash ritzicha v'shichas damen correct u'ben noach nereg olav correct u'kemevu b'dvarav b'chus malachim sham correct. Only that's not correct, Pipshuto, is the fact that he assumes that a trefa is misa b'dei shemayim with ritzicha with shofar dam. He never said it. It's true that a ben noach would be chayav. Doesn't mean that a bai yisrael is considered to be ritzicha, as we shall see. Mishavachi gam b'yisrael of ritzichas damim chay misa b'dei shemayim. Of the Potomim Mrs. Bezdin. Did we see that Rambam yet? I don't know if we ever saw that Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. It's on the Maram Makomos in the new edition. It was the first, it was convoluted, it was somehow omitted, but I corrected it yesterday. I'm not sure it's not correct on your hard sheets, because Kama got it wrong. But okay, but we corrected it. The online version and my version is corrected. Hilchos Malachim, everyone sign? What's it say? Ben Noach, watch this now. Shaharak nefesh afilu uba b'meim on ergo. So come on, don't Zion. Shofech dam, remember that? Ha'odam ba'odam, domo yishofech. New reading, okay? V'chenim harak treifa, o shekhasov in the stool of Nei Ari, o shenicha b'erov at shemeis, hol henes b'chamokam, nerak. V'chen harak nerov shekhov at shemerov, nerak. Mashenka b'yisrael, all these things. Meridik. That is true that they share a common denominator by Ben Noach they kill. It doesn't say anywhere in Hilchos Ritzeach that a trade that the kill guy wants to kill a trade or a Ger Tosha for that matter is a Shofar Domin. It just doesn't say it. Okay, now I'm going to invite the Briskerov. The Kavanah Saturi Lahachas to Minolam Chiluk Zeb and then Rodev Shebo Torah Ritzicha for the year Chavah Mrs. Bezin. Make up your mind. V'lo dami lahorek treifa o goseis dika ben miyuta lepotrim imisus bezim v'ikar dinam hu din ptur shem dahavi v'chlal gavra ketila. Here's the magic words, gavra ketila. Halachi's a dead man. V'chein v'kovso v'nicha v'mok v'shasov cham alava oz v'tnei arvi v'chayotzimo ikar pturim mishum v'havi v'ikar v'yodai el disrab u'lichiyuva v'dei shamayim v'krodim v'stim v'chamanam sheikham edrish. Fine. Abba Barode, make up your mind, gentlemen. Im achavi bichlar ritzicha v'shichas damim, hechad matzinu bei din ptur michiyuv misa. Where does this compromise come from? Lo ikad din rode for the nidat zil benavsha v'melei enoch bichlar ritzicha v'shichas damim klal. Abba shiei batorash ritzicha b'chol zeh yu pturim miyal misas bezin. Hechad nemar zos b'din rode. Tashakos av atur. Came in the Chayav Misa, Lama ain't Bezdin, Mimisin also. In the case of what? Yochal Atzila B'yachal Meir Yivarov. That's the Briskerov that's talking to this Kasha. Just turn the page for a second. Look at the New Sanhedrin in the Zion. Kayosi Bo L'Shvich HaZomim L'Otanya. Pirish Rashi Shom. Shed Ein L'Shvich HaZomim. She'en L'Chayav Chiyav Gomor O'Mutal L'Gamri. Omer Abaye is one to Gomorrah. Imashkachas the Tanya of Yonasan Ben Sholi, the Tanya of Shom and Sholomer, wrote the Bachachavel the Horog of Yohalat Slebechame Varov, Lohit Slebechame Varov, the Hedja, the Berode of Shefshat Slebechame Varov, Hashiva Rakayotse with Shvichas Domim, below Shvichas Domim Gemura. Whatever that's cash against the Ramah from this Gemara, he brings the Raya of the Briskerov to the Ramah. Why is that the kayotze bo? Kfi aner ezel makor dina shel Rambam, ten chayav lo mitzvah bezin. Kevin the lav ritzicha gemur here. Lo havi ala kayotze bo the shvir zan the shemenov le'erolov. Amazing. The Gemara, which everybody else is against the Rambam, the Briskov is with his beautiful, beautiful diyukim. That's the proof to the Rambam. It's only called a kayotze bo. You don't kill people for a kayotze bo. Fine. Chiddush nifl. Tzorach loma, the Rambam of Farish, Gam hachdi rionis menshol, Taimah b'ven Noach will all be Yisrael. I will ikar hach milsa tamaboy. Okay, after his textual proofs. Loma ein chayoven ala b'Yisrael, but loma ein achanach shemes, v'tzicha gemura. Keimah de b'yochol atzilo b'yechad me'ivorov, v'nit atzilo b'navsho, for tomo am a Farish al divay a Rambam. Marriage. We'll go a little bit further, okay? Here we see the Harash Eger. Who's the Rash Eger? Who is he? Whose son? Kivega's son. They got a son of it, but we call it Gilead Marsha. Not the Marsha, the Marsha in the back of the Gemara. Marsha, Malaya, Shalom Eger. That's called Gilead Marsha on the back of the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch, Gilead Marsha, Shalom Eger. He wants to answer the Rambam. What? Apir Mashan Huva Velishna Melech Perkhes Vilaschov Lamazik B'Shem Mishikos. It's on Yamar Makomas too in the corrected version. So the Ama Em Yachol Atzim Yachem Evarav Sharode B'Shem Horgan also Shedin Zelo Nemar Elabish Acher Habol Lahatzil Abol Nirdav Eino Medaktik B'Zayin Shom. The Nirdav himself can kill the Rodev, even though he could have gotten. Could have saved his skin by being master mechad meivav. Not mechuyev. You can kill him. As I stated, Mishnah Lamelech. The cave and the hanirdav after Rosh Hashanah and Meir Abigav and Ketila. Umishem Hachi Pasuk Rambam. The Ein Chayovin Olav. How do you like that? How do you like that? Chiddush Nifla V'Nar. And he brings a raya. They may be raya lezem yehod a posak a Rambam perikei milchus rotzeach aloch yud berotzeach shiotza chutz le'ir mikloto. Rabbos, this is parasha, right? Mishpatim, everyone's taught with parasha yet? Right? You don't have to wait to get to Sefer Dvorim. Where the many times you find it's in Bamidbar at the end, it's in Dvarim, it's already in Sefer Shmos in this week's Parsha. You in Shul this morning? Who's in Shul this morning? You create the Torah? You read it this morning? Hashem lo tzodav alakim in aliyadav v'santi lecham makam hashiyon et shama in miklat. In Miklat. Okay. Very short over here in Mishpat. The whole thing is literally one pasuk. The later parshiyos, in Parshas Maaseh, and in Parshas Ekev, you find it at greater length. This is a big deal, this here in Miklat. Three different places in the Holy Torah. Oh, look what it says. Rotech left in Miklato, Kol Adam can kill him. The Kol Adam, any other person, apparently has no wishes to kill him, but if he did kill him, and Chayavinol, Harei, the Zeshu Rishus Piyad Gol Adam Lahargo. Yeah, Mashvile the Gaver Ketila, V'en Chayavinol, even a third party who had no right to kill him. Hachanami Ocha the Kavaso Ad Kan Divrei Marash Eger Meiridik. Fact the Briskor Rov V'nei Milvad the Ika Hach Milsa Lo Brira Sheichilik by Nir Dov Atzma Lachol Adam B'din Yochal Aslam Yachal Meivaro. Who said it's really true? Moshe Kosel Shema Grasha Ba'atzmoyen Shem B'dvorov Shlomega But V'kosha Loma became a Dasa Rambam T'chol Ki Agav Na'av Lekil Efrushe Behed should have said so U'kvahevia Grasha B'divrei Rashi said Hedin Nun Zayin V'dafayin Dalid Shekosel Lehed Yadahach the Rivash. Who's Rivash? Rabbi Yonis and Ben Shol, not the Rivash, the Rishon. Rabbi Yonis and Ben Shol and Shatz Bavli D'biyochol Ahatzel B'yechad Me'vorov V'lo Hitzel Nera Golov Koi gam al hanirdof atzmo. Mefurish in Rashi that way. Befurish and Rashi that way. Against the Mishnah Lamelech. Watch this now. Put Rashi aside. Even arguendo, we follow the Mishnah Lamelech, says the Briskerov. Gam kein sarachin. Shechoshe legavre katila b'shvil zeh. Kevin the vehicle dino lo nita latzila b'nafsho. V'yeno chi of misa shorodev. Rak din reshus le didaf asmo. That's not makes him into a gavre katila. Lo adalaf the nirad the gavre yisod adin. Ho da nirad of asmo rashor lehargo al if he divrei Mishnah Lamelech. Ein zeh mishum. To the gabe hanirdof ishtane dino shel horodev milagabe kolodom. What's he saying? With respect to the nirdof, the rodev is different with respect to everybody else. Tlo matzino chiluka bechiyuba the rodev and nirdof kolodom. Hello, to din bifneyatzval hanirdof shemutalo lahargo bishem dahabal lahargo ko hashkem lahargo. This is a unique license given to the Nirdaf, which has its own parameters, but does not change the status of the nirdav. This is real brisk definitions. V'gam ikir adin de berodev shenita natzila benavsho chen brotzeach shetchus v'miklato michshav kegav v'ketila tzarechin tlomot sinu did gav v'ketila rak v'nigmar dino. Look in Sanhedrin daf ayin aleph. Open the Gemara. It's crazy. Open the Gemara. He's finally, the brisk of has opened the Gemara. Sanhedrin daf ayin aleph. Lucky. We have the chance all with the Gemara. Although we quoted already in the Zion, we quoted Ayin Dal, we quoted all the Gemara, we saw the Gemara already, so I'm going to show it to you again. Show us how the Gemara opens. Okay, what Gemara is the Briskerov I'm referring to? Daf Ayin Aleph Omud Beis, the narrow lines, seven lines up. Nigmardino Kaamrit, Nigmardino Gavra Ketilu. Here's what it says in Shas. Nigmardino Gavra Ketilu. Bezin Paskas is Chayav Misa. He's a dead man. He's alive and well, he's breathing well. But halachically, he's considered to be a dead man. A Gavra Ketilu, because Bezin Paskin. Can we use an expression today? He's on death row. Chas Shulman happens with these crazy things. They go for 2 years in death row. We have to, right away. But the concept is there. Nigmardino is on death row. He's called the Gavra Ketilas and Edunai in the Alpha Base. Uvaraman Perkzayn in Marmin, Lachates, Shklamisha Nigmardino, Hareu Kahorub, Vein Lodam, Ad Kalashon. Hareidu Din, Dagmar Din, Osa, Oso Kahorub. Ava Barodev. Shein bogemar din, vach shenitin lahorga mishematolas hanidof, mamash vale le gavre ketila. Why should a rode be a gavre ketila? He doesn't understand all gear mashon in the first place. Vachem rotzer, shechos yotchus in the klato, shein bogemar din, rak din rishus to go ladam, but mayachol of din gavre ketila. Doesn't understand. Yuyun Shom prepares Rashi said in Ayin Beis because of the hard aim of Fakin all of us agal but by Machteres hega the ball is gonna fush us who be shum the cave and the neat and the hard of Asra Kavra Kitilo who Mishas Chasira. So the application of the expression Kavra Kitilo to a Rodev is found already in Rashi. Give a look. Give a look. Where's the Rashi? Where does Rashi use the expression of Gavra Katila in describing this Baba Machteris? And we'll say, where is it? No. Where is it? I saw it. I'm not seeing it now. Where's the Rashi? Ayin Beis Amud Beis. The Fakech Alev Asagal. In Kshoya Mutter Choser Nafal Alev Asagal. The Fakhen Alev Nehekad Lo Baal is going to Foshis. Avon Baal is going to Foshis. Keva the Nita Lahorgo Belo Asra. Gavra Ketilu Mishas Chatira. So Briscoe wants to know why. Why? Her the head of the Gabarodif but Machteris ain't both in Gmardin Khabatoros Gavra Ketilu with Okanish. No. Rashi didn't mean it. The Kavanas Rashi he who the came in the Nita Lahorgo. It's a contradiction on both sides. One hand tries to kill him, other hand tries to hands with Chal Shabbos to save him. That doesn't sound, that doesn't add up on both sides. That's all he meant. The Kavanas to Rashi Ulrak to after Ofrim She'ein B'mnias Hatzalos V'mishim Hatzalos Nirduf Gam Kein Mefakin Olav Esagal B'Shabbos Tchol Shenitin Lahorgo. Ain begufo Torah Tchiyas Shabbos. V'zel shekos the Rashi Gavra Ketela b'shas Chatira. It's a lomar. Av she'ena nogel at Torah Hanidav. Avolo sheyochol like Beidin Gavra Ketela l'chomili b'tzorchi b'zeh. Don't be many riots from Rashi. So where do you find the concept of Gavra Ketela? It's up to Priskerov. Hey, din Gavra Ketela matzinul osalinyan shnei dvarim. Everyone following inside? Chada in the horgol pot. Vishenis, Linyan de Pturim al Chavoloso, Ukemavur bisanhedrin daf behei, Yochi acher nami. Let's open up the behei, Rabosai. See what the Brisker was talking about. Behei, Rabosai. Daf behei and send it. Peheyam an aleph rabosai. Toshma, the small aleph is Hayote lehoreg. Man's on death row. He's about to be taken out to be killed. Ubabunov, he called the killer. Chai. The son comes and he hits his father, or curses his father's chai. Boacher, he called the killer. Pot. Havina bo maishta, but no maishta acher, and Rav Chista. Vimisarvin bo lotes venayote. Why should Acher be chayef? Acher gavra ketilo, and therefore somebody else comes along and hits him. He's a gavra ketilo, and the person who hits him or curses him is potur. Is potur. He's a gavra ketilo. He's on death row. He had to be killed. So that's what Briscoe explains. Two things in gavra ketilo. One, a guy kills him, isn't killed. A guy hits him, isn't punished. And the Rambam says to the Chosmamrim, Erech and Avav, Tanya Lehedra, Hayotze lehorek, Hu shechavu b'chem, Chai b'chem shechavu b'pturin, based on the Sifri Pashas Masei, Ala crowd the velo tickle cough on the never short say have yoshi omar where she yotzeli horeg with chovel bachem chayv chovel bachem pturim begufo velo bimamono achelo nigmadino tamalomar ashurosh olomas achelo nigmadino chayv ishni medino pot have yonis and omar where she yotzeli horeg with kodamach have horeg with pottur o achelo nigmadino tamalomar ashurosh olomas achelo nigmadino chayv ishni medino pot at kan ha red. the mikra de blatikul kovah the nevesh rotzeach afina la the tavayu ben the mitzah ben the mamon mishadignadina p'turim alav. Then the guy v'ktila hama b'chol makor. That's what it means. That's what it means. Ad kind of boasted the introduction to this idea of the brisker rav. Now, the rest of the brisker rav, Rabosai, the rest of the brisker rav, the next big piece, mamash, a full page, from the halfway down the first column, the second column, on page 136, half down the second column, the halfway down the second column, on page Tanuch Tes. The next page is primarily about what? About Ir Miklat. Ir Miklat. Ir Miklat. Ir Miklat. So you can go through that quickly. I'm saying you shouldn't. It's basically Makas. We're going to have to pick up Mitzvah Shem from the middle of the second column on page Tanuch Tes. And it concludes on the end of the first column of the next page, on the page 138. So again, we're going to focus on the last piece, the last three paragraphs, and we're going to not focus too much on the intervening paragraphs, where we left off until the end of that paragraph, and the next vihine, we're going to just gloss over. I'm just leaving you know, so I don't prepare. That's the main focus, because we're not learning Makkos now. We're learning Makkos, a different story. Okay? Ad kana bosai, the words of the Holy Brisker Rav. Good. Let us go a little bit further. We got a little bit of a taste as to what the word Gavra Ketila means. We'll come back to the concept of Gavra Ketila when we see the rest of the Brisker Rav's beautiful Torah. Fine. Rabosai. On Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Let's go back again. A little Chazar. Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Ayin Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara has over here on the end of the narrow lines. Sachamina mid the haba haruge bez in the bishavas al katlina komash malon. Rashi, as Rashi understand, Kamash Mala, the Kavan, half an hour lines, that Iske Nefoshes Yisrael also Roidefu, Venitin Latzila Babala Bayez Menafsha Shazet, no matter what, no matter when. Pshita, Bikuach Nevich is Doicha Shabbos. Pshita. So the various Panevish and Rosh Yeshivas, all three of them, say the same thing. There were three giants of Rosh Yeshivas and Panevish at the same time. In the 60s was their heyday, through the 70s. They even started actually in the 40s. That's how long. First, Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky, the Panevish and Rav brought in to be the first Magid Shir in his yeshiva. He somehow survived the Holocaust and came lost his whole mishpacha. His one brother survived them all. He had no cousins. They were all, who knows, hundreds of them were killed. Hashem Yirach, Shemim from David. Then came Rav David Pavarsky to join. Also a tremendous gadol. And we have the shirum. We have the shirum of Rav Shmuel and Rav Shimon Chishim and Rav David. Then came Rav Shach. Shach was the most famous, because he became the leader of the entire Torah world, if you will, later on in his life. The first half of his life, he was a complete masbid, didn't pick up his head on any communal matters whatsoever. Zip. People who knew him then said, "What, him? He's going to be a manik." He was so cloistered in his besmedrish. But he saw that he was... with no one else, he took to the manigus. Anyway, so all three of them, they have Shiuri Arama. They were printed originally back in the 60s in stencil form. They were such great gadol that the Pandavid brought them all in. Each one said a shiur klali once a week. It was like unbelievable. And one yeshiva. So all three of them are saying the same thing in slightly different ways, that Rodev, this Pabba Machteres, is a special din. It's not a regular din of Pikuach Nefesh. It's not a din of Pikuach Nefesh. the Gemara in Yuma. That Gemara doesn't really mean it. Or at least if Shmuel said the Gemara is not in the Maskana. We understand very well that you need a special Gzeiras HaKasuv that applies to Shabbos. Had it been a standard Pikuach Nefesh, Pshita that is Docha Shabbos. With this, Rabosai, we can answer the kasha of the Mitzvah Esa. Who saw the Mitzvah Esa? You email this to yourself also? Okay. The Mitzvah Eson is found in the back of Masech the Yuma. Was, I'm pretty sure it's on the Maram HaKomis. Was it not?
You saw.
It was on the screen though.
Yeah.
Mitzvah Eson is fascinating. The Yuma Daf Pehe. He wants to know, Rabosai, we saw the Gemara yesterday. Maybe we'll get it. Maybe they have it. Don't give up. I doubt it. Maybe they have it. Maybe they have my serious doubts, but we'll at least try. Should look at the Mefarshim. Let's look at the Mefarshim. Let's look at the maybe they will. Not here. Sorry. Let's do something Gemara. Well, we saw this Gemara yesterday. We'll see it again today.
They don't have like the Yolkum Mefarshim.
That Mefarshim don't come out on the on. We got that for the Moshe. Where'd you get it from?
I got it from Hebrew Books.
You want to get Hebrew Books from here too? You get it?
Yeah,
you
can
get
it.
Try it.
Okay.
So just the Gemara, just for a second, the Gemara. We're going to try Hebrew Books. The Mitzvah Eson is bothered by the following question. It's what we saw yesterday. Rabbi Yishmael is the one who said, Minayim, because never Shabbos Shabbos. Shmuel says, "Ma'merach teres yibatz yaganov, u'mazesh shesavig amamim ba savig adifashes ba, u'shvichas damim mitameis teros v'gorm l'shchita l'Yisrael." Nonetheless, you can kill him. Nesil benavsho, kavachom el pikol nevesh dochas hashabbos. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. Now, if you get me Hebrew books, I guess the Yalkut Mefarshim or the Mitzpeis, whichever is easier, we get in Hebrew books. I don't know which one's easier. I can answer that question. I'm not an expert in these techie things. Mitzvah Eisen, while Nisa is trying to get it on the screen, we'll say about Peh.
Most of us probably have it in the back.
Yeah, but no one has it. It's Sech to Yuma. Oh, yeah. I don't have it. Pesachim, I brought Pesachim for the Rebbe Lozor Moshe, but I didn't bring, wasn't smart enough to bring Yuma. So I don't even, it's nowhere in this room except maybe on the screen somewhere. Okay, it's okay. What's wrong?
No, because it's not coming out. Page. See? Yes.
Go to page 500. See what happens. Oh, you're right, you got it. I guess 500. What do you wait? 472?
I did 472.
Okay, so I want 10 more. 10 more.
It's probably 500.
That's it. Wow! Really? I guess 500. It's almost there. It's a little bit further. Okay, close. Keep it. Not a few. Yeah, try. Okay, we're back.
Oh, okay. Previous? Let's
see. One more preview. This?
Yeah.
Third.
Let's go. Where
Third
is
Mitzvah Eson? It's the last one on page
8. See Mitzvah Eson? That's it, right? That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, the Dibur Mask was on the bottom. And
yeah.
How do you go to the bottom? This?
Yeah.
But it's just the Dibur Mask.
There are a few lines. Yeah.
Oh, it's nothing. It's only here.
Yeah.
Great. This we know how to make this bigger. Watch this. I learned the trick already.
No, it fits.
Yeah, how do you get this?
Just click this triangle. Yeah, there, that's it.
Look how big this is Gavaldic. Bigger? Okay. What do you say, one more time? How do I get this over?
On the bottommost bar? Oh, yeah. I'll just slide it to the bottom.
Slide it to
What did I just do? I goofed it.
No, Jessica, it's the last column, so that's it.
Unbelievable, it's right here. Look how big it is. Koshali! To my tzarech. Big enough? I'm bigger?
No,
like the art shot, be too big. Koshali! To my tzarech, Rabbi Shmuel, the kavachomer. The what? What's a kavachomer? If you actually kill somebody to save a life, kavachomer Michal Shabbos, typically, Rabbi Bama Machteres Gufein, Goli Krosh, and Mutal Horgo Beshabbos. Who could have tied a break when so enough I invasive invasion of Dunham, Ben Bechob and Beshabbos, Pierce Rashi, Dunham Lashon Drabimu, Mufarish Hus and District Sadat Amin, and Midi Lavi Ayudu Bez, and the Beshabbos of Katina Kamash Malon, to Katlina, Pierish, Shnu the Pikuach and Evish the Balabais. Ha! It's a Mufurish and Gemara. What a great cash limit space on ass. Why do you have to go through these lengths and say, we derive a Kavachom, Baba Machteres, it's Docha Shabbos. Without a kavachomer, the Gemara dash in the mafurish pasuk, right? Dom mim loshen ram, as Rashi explains. That's the Rashi right over here. Ayin beis omud beis. Look over here. Dom mim lo. It's Rashi in the second narrow line. Ayin beis omud beis loshen ravimu. Lochi also lo malach bein bechol bein b'shabbos also the ben larik of machteres shvi lo bo aliske in the fushes. But ain't no dumb enough to have the Chesiv Gabi Yiddish the Almaloch, Yos Almaloch, ain't no dumb enough to blow Bechol or Beshabbos, Vehageyu. Moira Dika Kasher. Moira Dika Kasher. According to these Rosh Hashivis, Panavish Rosh Hashivis, it's nothing to do with Pikuach Nefesh. There's no Pikuach Nefesh. We saw of Shachas, it's a different din. Different din. Quote Rav Shmuel Zavki, depends on how many maskana. That would be a great answer. What the mitzvah is an answer? Didn't give that answer. And he gave three other answers to his question. Each one is remarkable. Yeah, Shlomo. Rabbi Shmuel Tamei, the Al Korchach Lesle Ahu Drosha. He doesn't hold the Drosha that we have over here in Ayin Beis. Why didn't? Why not? Ukumosho Chachti Besanhedrin Lamehem and Aleph. Ooh, I wonder if we have that here. Can we look in Sanhedrin in the back of the Kovas Mefarshim? He's quoting himself. Let's take a look. Everyone has the Gemara in the back, right? Everyone has it's more Sanhedrin. Look in the back, Yaakov Mefarshim, Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. See if he says something here. He quotes himself. See if it's really here. Yes! Mitzvah Esa. Nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do with anything. Oh no, it is something is here. Kvuran Shabbos. I'm not sure what he's driving at. He must be Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Oh, he didn't say Amud Aleph. Lamed Hey, the dots afterwards. The period's outside the dot. Lamed Hey Amud Beis, the last shtickle. If you have Mike Lugamaris, it's page Tez Zayin, Yaakov Mefarshim. The last piece on the first column. Look what he says. Mises Bezin, he says, Ein Adocha Shabbos. Midikosav Gabi Baba Machteres Ein Lo Domim Vidarshina the Kamana Fayan Base Bain Bechol Bain Beshabis Vii So the Mises Bezin Dochi Shabis Loitzrich Kra Hosom the Dochi the Hois Pepikuach Nefesh Kidamucha Hosom El Akarcha the Lo Doch. This is a little bit complicated over here. What do you say? Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold his drush. How do you know? Rabbi Shmuel requires a pasuk. That Mises Bezins don't not docha Shabbos. Shmamino, the less le drosha, the ain lo domin b'Shabbos. Can we get this one more time? For the fact that he needs a pasuk to teach you that Misa's Bezin is not Ocha Shabbos, that means he doesn't hold that Baba Machteres, you can't kill him on Shabbos. Because if you held that Baba Machteres, you can kill him on Shabbos, I'm not following exactly this piece of logic. Well, whatever. You'll figure it out. You'll let me know what he means. V'chinami lesle Rabbi Shmuel ha'dedorish ha'sam damim lo ben b'chol ben b'shabbos t'fakech olam ha'sagal dimkein leilif me'hasam el desfir le'de damim lo osam le'meim ha'damav v'damz ro'osav u'rashina b'yalma v'ayde d'ksiv damim lo b'sefer d'ksiv damim lo b'sefer. B'kitz ha'nimris, his first teretz is Rabbi Shmuel denies the drasha of damim lo that we have over here in Gemara Ayin Beis Amud Beis. So two according to Tan Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kama Pei Dalet, fine. That's teretz number one. Again, I didn't get full complexity how he knows it. First teretz is Rabbi Shmuel denies the drasha. So he needs over here to learn enough pehei from the Kavah Chomer. Can't learn it from the drasha Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Said anyway, he doesn't hold from the drasha. Reason one. Try to prove why he couldn't hold from the drasha. Odei Shlomo. Why? Can you imagine that? You what he's saying? Our Gemara holds Malacha Shenetzchil LeGufa is Chayev. So if you kill someone just to save the nirdaf, it's a malacha d'oraisa. Even though it's answering the gufo. You don't need the person dead, you need the nirdaf saved. Adi Gemara. V'lo dama l'rugei bezdin, ikam mitzvah v'kapora, shemach yavei tzricha l'gufo. Ma'ashege baba machteres, which is only what? To save the nirdaf, he claims. And he explained like this, im machteres ein raya l'pikuach neva shadocha Shabbos, whoa, another chiddush nifla v'neira. A chiddush nifla v'neira. This is the third teretz of the mitzvah. You're saving the guy from an avera. The mistama b'chal Shabbos beis ha'melach. Avim shepikuach nefesh l'chur avamina lo dochi Shabbos. It's v'chav yishmol l'meh pikuach nefesh l'chur Shabbos b'chal v'chomer from Baba Machteres Mosachol, only that's also fashion, mitzvah. So there's three different terusim to this kash. And we had a fourth teretz that the whole thing is based on a wrong assumption. Because it's not really based here on Pikuach Nefesh. It's a different din, a brand new din, as the Punavash Rashiv all said. Now back over here to Ayin Beis and the Beis.
Who was saved from an Aver?
Sorry?
Who was being saved from an Aver?
The Ganef. Oh, the Ganef is going to do an Aver when he steals. Look at Rashi the Fakeach. Rashi the Fakeach. We had Rashi before. We read it the second time. The Fakeach Olav Asagal. Im Shehoya Choser Nofal Olav Agal. Mefakin Olav Hegad Lo Balis Gin Nefashis. Al Balis Gin Nefashis. Came with the Nilas Lohagabal Asra. Gavak Tilu. Mishas Chatiru. This Kash Rashi is a pele. We don't understand. The fact that someone is a Gagavra Katila, you don't save him on Shabbos? Who said so? Take a look for a moment on Ayin Ches Amar Alf. Give a look for a minute, Rabosai. And Ayin Ches Amar Alf. Rashi Shu Potter, the 10th narrow, 12th narrow line. The Lu'ifta Gibe Shmamina Kevin and Nikoram Chaticha Simonim. Chiyusa, what's Zion? The word Zion. The Nika Chaticha Simonim Chiyuso is basically a goner. Gavra Ketila Choshevle. A treifa is called Gavra Ketila by Rashi. I asked Shaila. You Machal Shabbos to save a treifa, yes or no? Machal Shabbos to save a treifa, what do you say, yes or no? Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. I've never heard of anyone to say that Machal Shabbos saved the life of a treif. He'll die, what? That's what I would say. He'll die within 12 months. He'll give him an extra few days. So the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, what do you mean? The guy's a gavra katela, you don't undo the rubble. So what? Why is it different than a treifa? Beyond that, Rabbi Osai, why is he a gavra katela over here? Because he's a rodev. Once the whole building collapsed on him, he probably is wounded in 100 different places. He can still get up and kill you? I'm asking you a shayla, a practical question. Guy wants to kill you. And so, you're ready to shoot him. He's digging. And guess what happens? He digs so much, the whole ceiling collapsed on him. The guy's groaning, moaning, he's half dead. He can still kill you? Huh? So we'll see. Yes or no? We'll see. So, some of this discussion is, well, maybe he might still be able to kill you. But this question is raised by one of the great Gedolim from Issa Zalman Meltzer. Do we have that? I think we have that on before Shalom, right? Don't we have it?
Yeah,
I've been asking. We did see yesterday on the links. Watch this. Rambam. Hilchos Geneva Perek Tes. That's where this whole thing is found. Halacha Yud Gimel, what does it say? Kol Ganem Sheyesh Lo Damim Im Nafal Olav Gal B'Shabbos Mefakan Olav. Okay. Very nice. We need a pasuk to teach you. It's Pshita. Who needs a pasuk? Let's look at links. Quotes Agamara. Quotes Rashi. Hadvorim Timuim. Also the horgo came into kvar eino rodev and came shenafal of agal the eino rodev amayel gavret tila but my shiny me yotzim imachteres the gonim es the kasha the orgodol the achiezer and they both say the Ram denies Rashi mid lo kosev gabi mishen lo damim dim nafal of agal eino fakin because of rak dim shiver kelim potter. V'tana mishum, t'misha ein lo domen meshkachas lo, t'myefakku begal v'yatzilu, oz shuv yargas balabayis, oz bevada ein latzilu, so he'll kill him again. V'im hu vada ideyacha she yefakku agal, lo yuchal aro, gan chu shov v'rotzutz, oz bevada mefakchin. He says, why are you mafakhin? He's a bum. Oh. What about Rashi? What about Rashi? Rashi says, Ein lo domim, he pilu lo vagal, ke lo horgo, da ozim uchai betoch agal, hu shavur bi ofen shekvar lo yuchal arv, di mikom achom, Ein mafakhin ol of agal b'shabbos, Kevan da yaday mis maisa hiti ratzmo le miso vei vialo asakon le posha biatzmo lofa lo vagal biatzmo she machteret en mechal lof kevan da bikodem hain ma pilem olo vagal har vigav vikatila ve en mechal zat shabbos chidish godol but he wants to kill himself na mechal shabbos he posha biatzmo I hear it's a gav vikatila but posha so posha is the same thing if he's a suicide case. But is it really true? Is it really true? He left. Why? Why? Says Rabbi Sazalman, Rashi Lishitoso. He holds Machteres is dafkin shu vaday rodef. Tarminan deshar kol odem have vaday rodef. It's Rashi the Pesachim. And that's what we saw earlier. That base. And that base. Ben alaf. Rashi holds to be suffic lahoyalo de machteris. So nafal of a gal is suffic at slenu. Im achar sheyetsu yatsilu also im yuchal larog v'lohavi vade rodev. So Rashi says suffic rodev. He once was a rodev. He's called the gavra katila. He has no cheskas chayim to make a chol atzilo. Suffic sheviyeh rodev. But an average person, we're not sure whether he's a rodev or not in the first place. Chayav latzilo. We don't know. Maybe Achzik knows about suffic rodev. Kiddush niflin or bisazam. The Rambam l'shitaso suffic sheyarog elo damin halachi yad aleph. Aye, it's in the chazaka. Gamim have a suffic elo biyom elo damin. Kein leka chalal chidusha pod elo damin. The mamanusha. If vaday shel yuchal laharog vaday chayav latzilo kiddush b'shabbos. Vim suffic shem yeh rodev reki b'tchila. Gam b'tchila mitam suffic for elo damin. The question is, in fact, we'll get to it at some length, what's it in by a suffix situation? We have to know. It's not completely clear. But I want to tell you now, I only have a few more minutes, a chiddush nifla venora in the Me'iri. Let's see this Me'iri, and then we'll have to stop. Where's the base of Chilamir? On Shas. Sahed. I am base. I think it's Amud base. The Amir is not so clear because, he didn't write by the Amudim. The way they put the Amir, you never know what Amud you're on and stuff like that. It's Dibra Maskil Kol Shomarim. Kol Shomarim. Here it is. Watch this. Kol b'shabbos. Af al pi sharigas based in enadoch b'shabbos. B'zuatiru. Shekemesu v'en lo damim klal. V'en tzorech lomar. Im nofach atiros olam she mefakan olam asagah b'shabbos. V'chol shomarnu olam sheyesh lo damim. Kol sharogo chayv lo shabiyarnu. Im lof lamach tartu olam mefakan olam asagah yeroli. Kevin Shiesh Loma Olaf Shubishtal Biatsum Fikuko, Velibo Agnevaso, Ein Mefakhin, Ein Mefakhin.